You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
Coming to you from Stand Up New York Labs.
Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked. The anti-slut-shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
The anti-slut-shaming podcast. I'm Corinne.
I am Christina.
Whew. I am real hungover.
We had a doozy.
Jesus Christ. You ever go to a business meeting and then get tanked? Whoops.
We each had two mixed drinks, and I never have mixed drinks.
Two mixed drinks and a glass of champagne.
Oh, yeah. Champagne doesn't do anything to me. You were texting me saying it's
champagne is ultimate. Is an ultimate fuck-up. Everyone knows
this. I just don't like champagne. I drank it anyway because someone bought it for us.
Yeah. I love champagne. Paul and I like to get real fucked up on champagne.
Yeah. I was doing karaoke till like 3 a.m.
Yeah, I was. And I was rolling around in my bed.
It was fun, but I haven't gotten drunk in a while.
You never get drunk. I often get drunk, but then I just pounded a Big Mac and fries.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, that felt good.
That McDonald's french fries are the perfect thing to eat before you go to bed while you're intoxicated.
I will never stop eating McDonald's. I don't care what anyone says.
Well, then don't, yeah.
I don't give a shit.
How was your week?
My week was great.
I also want to talk about
let's go back to me being drunk. When you have a hangover, do you feel it in your vagina?
No.
My vagina feels different when I have a hangover.
How so? And how does it feel when you don't?
I always know, like, this is like base level what my vagina should feel like. Yeah, I know what it should feel like. The temperature, the texture, the amount of moisture that should be down there.
You know your vagina very well.
Yeah, and the thing is, I touch it less than most people, I think.
Yeah, that's odd. It's actually
drier.
When you're hungover?
Yes.
I would think that that would make sense because when you're dehydrated,
right? But it's like, I don't know if that's the thing. I've never heard anyone.
But it's like dry, instead of dry mouth, it's dry vagina.
My vagina is just, it just doesn't feel, the pH balance of my vagina is off.
They make a pill for that, don't they? I don't know. For older women who, or is it just lube?
Well, I think that's when they're telling you, that's the
menopause.
People trying to tell you that your vagina smells, but you know.
Oh no, but that's dryness, like you can't get wet. This is not
like a sexual wetness. This is like the normal amount of moisture that should be. Because it almost gets like, I want to say like chafy dry.
Huh.
The day of the hang. Like my whole body is real fucked up.
Really? Well, yeah. Being hungover is not fun.
My shoulders hurt.
That's odd.
I stubbed my toe. That had nothing to do with it.
I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
No, I broke my toe.
Toe stubbing?
No.
Oh my God.
I mean, sure, everything in my room is just dumped on the ground, so most of this is my fault. But
okay, well that's interesting. I never really have noticed that. I notice sometimes when it's my period, it like aches. But that's the only time that I notice. I don't really keep tabs. Maybe I should.
I'm doing the thing where you point at your eyes and then you point at and then I'm pointing at my vagina's eyes, imagining my vagina was looking at me.
Okay. What does it say?
It just says,
"Hey girl, I'm doing pretty good."
Just says, "I got you."
I got you. Love vagina.
Oh man. We've been through some good times together.
Banging? You banging?
Not really.
I came home late last night. And it was like 3, like I said, doing karaoke till 3 a.m. whatever. Steven was fast asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I crawled into bed and then he woke up, kind of. He was like, "Oh, hey, how are you?" And I was like, "Good." And I was really horny, so I kind of was touching him a little to see if I could get any bait. And so he like basically like fingered me, mm-hmm. and it was awesome. He like got me off,
mm-hmm.
and it was awesome. And then I went to like continue the act,
mm-hmm.
you know, to have sex,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and he was like tired. He was like, and then I was like, "Were you sleep fingering me?" I think you were, and he doesn't
yes.
remember it. He sleep fingered me.
Well,
it was great.
You came.
I'm like, you
Who
really
cares?
Are a pro at this, Steven. You can literally do it in your sleep.
Well, he also knows you.
Yeah,
very well.
But I've known men very well who can't do that.
Well,
he's very skilled. It's exciting. I just thought that was really funny and cute.
Here, here.
We'll talk. One of the current events that is going on that everyone's talking about: Ray Rice, Jhené Palmer,
right?
TMZ of all people released a video of the actual hitting.
Right,
they were kind of going at each other, and then he just decked her. Very uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, I don't watch those videos.
Okay, I watched it.
I don't watch. Holy like that. I don't moly! Need to see that.
And then the NFL took their minimum suspension and said, JK, you're cut. No more. And it's interesting because it kind of speaks to the fact that I don't want to see this. I don't want to think about you hitting a woman or whatever happened. But when I actually am forced to see it and have to sit in that uncomfort,
right,
then you realize the gravitas of the situation.
Right. Well, I mean, I don't want to see anyone hit anyone ever.
Don't watch movies.
I'm very much of a pacifist. Well, I really hate. I don't watch violent movies. I hate them. That's why I like people like love The Godfather. It's so violent. So violent.
But so this is interesting, though. Jhené got really upset because she ended up, they were engaged at the time.
Right.
And she ended up marrying him. Now they're married.
Right.
This was after. They were still engaged when they were having a fight, yep, and then he knocked her out.
Yep.
And she was really upset because she felt like she had to relive this whole event in her head. And It's interesting because when everyone saw that video, everyone was like, that's fucked up. What the fuck? Everyone tweeted at the NFL commission. And then the NFL acted on it and they said no more Ray Rice. And
right.
And then everyone was on this like hate train against him, mm-hmm, because it's just such a horrible thing to see or to hear about.
Right.
And then she gets on Instagram and says how upset that she was about, mm-hmm, how the media is treating this and forcing them to relive it and how disrespectful it is, which was interesting because everyone in domestic abuse situations, I've never had any experience. The only time there was ever an abuse in any of my relationships was with Chris, mm-hmm, who was my boyfriend before Steven. And I found out that he was cheating on me the whole time. And I got so angry. And me and the girl he cheated on me with, his ex, went up into his room. And I got so overcome with rage. And he was kind of giving me excuses. And I pushed him very hard against the brick wall.
Right.
Totally. That's what I wouldn't have not done. I was so mad,
mm-hmm,
but that's the only time I've ever gotten violent or had violence ever enter a relationship.
I threw a Converse sneaker at Tim one time because he wouldn't get out of my bunk bed dorm and it was annoying me because he was being lazy. It wasn't that, I don't really count that.
Yeah.
And he laughed.
Yeah, that's more of a joking.
Well, no, I was serious. I threw it hard. But and I'm not really a violent person. And then I was drinking with this one of my, he eventually became my boyfriend, even though he would not use that term, but he was alcoholic cocaine addict, stockbroker that I, just
that
another gem from my repertoire. He took me by the neck one time, but we were both drunk, and it was it was not good. And I was like, okay, this person's a maniac.
So that's when you realize, did you feel like you were endangered? Did you feel like he was
going to
do anything more?
It was scary because he was drunk. It was scary because he was not rational, but also it was also then less scary because I was drunk.
Oh, right. You know? Yeah, it's like a titan. How long did you stay together after that?
Well, we weren't even dating each other when that happened. And I dated him years later. I mean, he was a mess the whole time. I don't know. I just love mess people. I mean, it was an alarm. It's like no one ever hit me or anything.
Yeah.
He just grabbed me. And the thing is, I also have not, I don't think people should be hitting each other, but it's hard for me. I just think that it's very all or nothing. We all have this thing about hitting women. And of course you shouldn't hit women, but you shouldn't hit anyone. So it's
women
like,
shouldn't hit men.
If I hit someone, or if I provoke someone, if they take a swing at me, oh God, this is
I know. Well, this is interesting.
Very controversial, but I honestly, I'm just gonna say it. Me, Corinne Fisher, sometimes I deserve to be smacked.
Can I say I agree?
I deserve. Sometimes I need a smack, and I don't. Of course, I wouldn't stay with someone who actually hit me. Yeah. You know, this was more like grab. I mean, and it was horrible. That guy was a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
A fucking lunatic. And that was just a whole, that was a very, very dark, bad time in my life.
Well, this is what's, the interesting part is then everybody started tweeting the hashtag, the why I stayed. And you kind of, people,
right.
Mainly women, but some men, I've looked through the tweets that were, that stayed in a mess, in domestic violence situations.
Yeah. I don't even consider that domestic violence. It was just like, we were both drunk. And I pissed him off.
Yeah.
And he was like, don't do that.
Right. But one of the, I think one of the most dangerous things that can happen, and it happens all the time, is people aren't willing to think about all parties and think about and really understand what happened. It's kind of hard to if you're not those people.
Yeah.
But it's so easy for someone to see that video and hate him forever and think he should never be allowed to talk to any, whatever your extremity in your head. But then you read these tweets from people who have stayed in abusive relationships and you see it's a mixture of insecurity. I don't think I could get anybody better. I thought he did it because he loved me, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And then an understanding happens. Not to say that it should still go on, but it's important to figure out the psychology of why this happens instead of just going, fuck him. Well, I've always said this. I want to know, instead of everyone's immediate reaction is, fuck him, right? Of course. But I want to know what happened leading up to that he thinks that's okay. That's what the most interesting part to me is.
Right. I mean, a hard punch or like a Chris Brown, Rihanna style punch, that's always immediate grounds for breakup.
Yeah.
I mean,
but it's so easy to say that, but there's so many people that get punched.
Well, I know, but if someone punches you to that point, I mean, if a friend punched me like that, I would absolutely never talk to that friend again.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
I mean, the thing is, if there's alcohol or drugs involved, then it gets really muddy because
people think that things are okay that aren't okay.
Yeah,
your inhibitions get totally miscalculated and messed up.
Because I've certainly acted like a lunatic. But oh gosh, I don't know. It's very hard. But the thing is, like, I think the domestic abuse for the most part that we're talking about, or like people think about when they're talking about domestic abuse, is abuse used to control the other party.
Yeah,
and that's the dangerous. That's
why people
that's
don't
more
leave,
dangerous
though.
Than the punch. Well, of course. Yeah, and that's ridiculous.
Because they don't realize they're getting control.
Control is the number one major issue in every relationship anyway, whether it be emotional control or physical control. It's a huge problem. And whether or not people realize it, I see it in almost everybody. There's some kind of control
it's human nature
going
too.
On in every relationship I see. And that's why I fucking can't. I hate that.
But everyone in a relationship is in part controlling and controlled,
right? And that's my number one and sole problem with it. I mean, it's just I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. I don't know. And what was I going to say? I was going to say something about this. Oh God, fuck! I don't know. Oh, and also no, because the annoying thing about this this video is it's old. There's a statute of limitations.
I know.
Shit like this.
That's why the NFL, when they were like, "Oh, never mind," it's well, fucking 4 months too late.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like if it's at the end of the day, it's her choice.
Yeah,
it's her choice, and I mean. I don't know.
It's
just a lot of weird shit going on.
It's so uncomfortable to talk about because you say one wrong thing and everyone freaks out.
It's like church and state, how those things should be separated. Not that it's okay to be punching people and shit, but it's like at a certain point, like there's your private life and then there's your real life. And it's like weird how we have like, we get really like amped up about some things. Like obviously if you like touched a child wrong, like obviously that's immediate grounds. Everyone hates them for life. And then there's like some weird, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
If you robbed a bank, I think people will be okay with it. But it's like, I don't know.
You could take an excerpt of my personal life at whatever time that I've done something shitty and just show that on the internet and everyone will hate me.
Yeah.
That's just what one of the problems is too. Not that, I mean, he should be loved because I don't know. It's so weird. It's just so fucking weird.
I'm going to take a guess and say they probably shouldn't be together.
Oh, I agree. But it's so much easier to be like, they shouldn't be together.
I mean, basically no one should be together.
Is that the world of this podcast?
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it.
Let's read some emails.
All right.
You go first because you're better at reading out loud.
All right. This one. Can I say the name? I never know. Can I say the name?
I usually just don't. I don't know.
All right.
Well, it's a guy or a girl, I'll say that.
This one's from a young lady. Hi, ladies. First of all, I love your show. I never thought I was so intrigued by sex and all the drama that surrounds it before the podcast. My whole perspective really changed about sex in a good way, of course. You're doing great work and you're funny as fuck. Writing because last week there were two topics you brought up that hit me after I just found out my now ex-boyfriend was cheating, those being feminism and privacy. I suspected my boyfriend was sneaking around with other girls and had confronted him about it. He always told me it was nothing and I had no reason to worry, but when I noticed he was getting texts from a girl at 2 a.m., I just couldn't shake my suspicion. So I had a chance to look at his phone and everything I suspected came true when I saw one quick exchange of hey sexy and kissy faces between him and a girl. I fell to pieces. I knew the relationship wasn't true love for a lifetime, but I thought we would end it amicably and we would at least be friends until I found out he had been playing me. Anyway, part of me feels like shit because I couldn't end it with him until I had proof and had to invade his privacy to get it. The other part of me feels so embarrassed and jealous and petty because I feel like I've been replaced. He already has someone to talk to that will pay attention to him, and I don't. I want to be that strong, independent woman who doesn't need a man's attention to feel validated, but damn, it would be really nice to have right now. So how do I get my head straight? Because I just want to snap out of it and forget the last 9 months ever happened. 9 months. Even as I type it, I feel like this shouldn't affect me at all because it's not that long of a relationship, but it's still my longest. Also, yes, Corinne and I are acquaintances from high school, and I always thought she was pretty fucking awesome. Aw.
Pretty fucking awesome.
It's so funny because she says acquaintances. I'm like, you're my friend. I was like, acquaintances, we're friends.
How come you thought we were just acquaintances?
We did stuff together. We like did theater stuff together and musical stuff together. All right, well, whatever.
We shared a cookie in the cafeteria that one time when you didn't bring money. It's okay.
Oh, boy.
This same thing happened to me. Exact same thing as her, but I was only in the relationship for 4 months.
Was that Chris?
Yep. And
he lost your mind.
Yeah, I lost my fucking mind. I pushed him into a fucking wall. I pushed his head into a brick wall. Like, I went ape shit because I felt out of control. And then I never talked about this, but I made myself throw up for like a year after that because I just was desperate for some sort of control over my life.
Right.
And that was 4 months. That was a 4 month relationship. He lived in my building, so we basically lived together for 4 months.
Yeah.
But that's 9 months. No, four
bad
months.
News.
Yeah.
Well, the time, 9 months, I think, is a fine, it's substantial amount of time to feel hurt, especially because this was so recent that this happened, this breakup that you're writing about. And I know I feel the same way. Like even right now, like I thought I was kind of like seeing this guy. Maybe I am. I don't even know. And like I haven't talked to him all week. And it's, guys, I'm gonna say, strong Corinne, it's driving me fucking crazy. I am like analyzing shit, like whether or not he's liked my Facebook status.
Yeah,
that is not I am. I hate it. It's gross. It's affecting my life. I wish I never had feelings for anyone ever again because I would be so fucking productive.
It's the crazy phase. Everyone goes through it.
It's
it sucks.
Like, I hate
you,
it.
You can't escape it.
It feels so gross.
Yeah.
But it happens. And of course, you're feeling it. It's fine. Of course you're hurt. That's shitty. That sucks. I don't so much blame you for waiting for proof because you are in a relationship with this person. You want to trust them and that's fine. That's good. You should trust the person you're in a relationship with. He did the shitty fucking thing. If you are not happy with the person you're with anymore, just have the balls or the pussy to dump that person. That is the least you can fucking do.
And it seems so impossible and horrifying at the time, but then when you look back at it, you're like, God damn it. Thank God I did that.
It's the least you can do. Have an iota of respect.
But if you had an inkling and you looked through his phone and you found out, what would you care?
I would never look through someone's phone.
I had the exact same thing happen. I had an inkling. I had a strong, I almost knew it. And he was drunk and passed out on my lap and his phone was in his hand and I saw her texting him. So I picked up the phone.
Yeah.
And I looked, but I didn't even, it, that wasn't even a, I don't give a fuck that I looked through your phone at that time because I don't look, like Steven, I don't look through any of his stuff. I just trust him. There's no, but I'm glad I did it. Thank God I did it because I ended the relationship faster than it would have ended if I didn't look.
I feel like if you feel so unsure about a person that you need to check their phone, you just shouldn't be in a relationship with them anyway.
That always ends up to be true. And you look through someone's phone either because you're insecure or you know something's going on. It's one of the two reasons.
Yeah.
And you knew something was going on.
Well, that's just my model for life. If you look at someone's phone, you're going to find find something you don't like.
It's true.
100%. If anyone looked through my phone, they find a lot of shit that they didn't like, and that's fine. I'm not hiding anything. It's just not shit that you're going to do. So I know you feel lonely, but just honestly, the best thing you can do is feel lonely, because he made the mistake of just like running to somebody else, and then he's just going to go from relationship to relationship. No, nothing means anything. Yeah. It's just people replacing people. It's just a pussy for a pussy, blah, blah, blah. That guy
pussy
sucks.
For pussy.
That guy sucks. Move on. You're a fucking badass bitch. I know you. You're very talented. Move on.
This email subject is pubes and cum.
I like this one.
I was
yeah.
like, yeah. Okay. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. I am a 40-year-old straight guy that's been with my wife for over 20 years. I can hear your heads exploding from here. No, I think that's awesome. needless to say, I'm pretty removed from the dating casual sex world. Part of what I love about your show is getting a taste of what's going on the outside. Here are things I'm curious about. Number one, what is the grooming situation for guys for these days, particularly for guys? Do most guys wax or shave it all off down there? Is it standard practice to be seeing pube-free dicks now? What do you ladies like? Do you like it all smooth, or do you prefer with a little something?
I don't. As long as it's not a fucking forest and I need one of those like curly knives to get through it, I don't care. Like,
yeah, I've
shave
never been,
a little scruff or hair. I don't mind.
I've never been with someone who's like.
Most guys shave that I know.
Disgusted me. I would say for the most part, guys have a little bit of hair there, but it's very like it's trimmed up. The only people who I ever had who were completely shaven were the model that I dated. And he just had like, he was just a person who had, besides his legs, he had a hairless body. And I didn't mind that. That was fine. Didn't bother me.
Yeah, I really don't have that much of a preference.
You need hair on your legs. That's my only thing. If you don't have hair on your legs, I'm weirded out.
Unless you have alopecia, in which case, I'm so sorry.
It depends how hairy you are. Also, like, it varies a lot by ethnicity.
Yeah.
And then...
Some guys are crazy hairy.
Yeah. More importantly, that just make sure your dick and your ass are washed, please.
Just as long as it's clean.
Yeah.
I've never had a pubic situation that I was like, oh, nope, unacceptable, or even been remotely turned off
by. Yeah, why don't you just trim a little bit? Because it gets in your teeth.
Yeah, totally. I'd say my experience has always been shaved or trimmed.
Yeah.
And his second one, what's the story of coming on a girl during sex? I've chatted with a couple of female friends that bemoan times when a guy wanted to come on them, especially their face. I understand the occasional come on the stomach thing, but personally, it sounds selfish and impersonal, if not downright degrading, to want to come all over a girl's face during sex. It's as if guys see it in porn and think that's hot. No, yeah, you hit the nail on the head with that one. I don't know. What's your take on it? Do you do it? Do you like it? Any good stories about it? This one is interesting because I always looked at that as degrading.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are having sex with somebody and your kind of repertoire with that person is it's kind of one's dominant and one's submissive, and you like that, you like being dominated.
Your repartee.
Fuck. Whatever. I don't give a shit anymore.
I mix them up all the time.
Yeah. See, I don't even care.
You just know.
I'm not even embarrassed anymore because I do it so fucking much that I'm like, yeah, that one.
We
whatever.
All do it. I got emails
just
about.
Switch it out in your head and that's the one I said.
I've gotten emails about ones that I used wrong.
Oh, God. Jesus. Anyway, my point is the stomach or coming on the hair, just no hair. That's it. Don't come in my hair. But if you're.
Or your eyes.
Well, I've never. Oh, God. If anybody thinks coming in a girl's eyes is a good idea, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, I'm just saying you got to give someone a heads up if you're going to come in their face because you got to close your eyes.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it can be an accident.
Totally. But I mean, sometimes I like. Like with Steven, for example, we have this. A lot of times we'll have sex where he's more dominant and I'm submissive. And part of that is him coming on me. Like. Taking his dick and coming on me.
Interesting,
but I like it.
That you ever thought it was degrading because you like kind of a lot of humiliation stuff that
I do not like at all. I saw porn way too early. Way, 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 way too early. I wasn't supposed to see it. It kind of freaked me out. And I always looked at that as awful.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things that was in the porn that I watched. I'm like, why is it? Why? And so I had this thing about it. But yeah, I've never been with a guy who's been disrespectful about that. It's kind of always you feel it out.
Right.
And you feel like if it's, but it's been, I've never. No one's ever, people have come on my face my past life.
I feel very strongly about this. I love and prefer when people come on me rather than inside me. Not even just like usually if someone, because.
Well, you're seeing a guy orgasm. That's so sexy.
Well, for me, if you're going to come, if we are in a relationship where we're using a condom, so I know I joke about it, but like, basically it's like serious boyfriends, no condom, everyone else condom.
Right.
So if you're going to come into a condom inside me, don't waste it. because I hate, it's just like, I don't, what do you mean, like, I don't feel it. I can't feel it. If you're coming into a condom, it's a waste. So I, the last time I had sex, I actually asked the guy to come in my face. And I think he was like, he was shocked. He was like, that was unexpected. And I was like, but I like
you
it.
You like it.
It's fun. Yeah. We're in the moment. It's the kind of person I trusted. It's also really great for your skin.
That's what
I know. It really like, is.
It's there's a lot of nutrients in it. Oh, no, okay. You just want me to give you a blowjob.
Wonderful for acne. I'm not joking.
Really?
You. Yes. I thought my first boyfriend was
but guys,
fucking
don't
with
go
me.
And go up to a girl and just come on her face because she's breaking
no,
up.
No, I thought my first boyfriend was fucking with me and he was not.
Wait, so when he comes on your, did you like rub it in yes. like moisturizer?
Not like, well, I was rubbed, we were so close. You know, this was a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I was peeing on, like we were very,
you were
very close.
Really exploring everything, yeah.
Yeah, so I trusted him and he was right, goddammit.
Really?
Yes.
How long does it take to clear up your skin?
Just fucking sleep with it on like a mess.
Wait, what? Wait, whoa. You did that?
Yeah.
And you wash it off in the morning?
That was like a dog or like a baby that I liked a lot.
I can just picture him waking up next to you in the middle of the night smiling and seeing all this like cooked up cum all over your face and just smiling gently
like
to
that.
Himself.
The love I had for him, and still, you know, to a certain extent too, the love I had for him was intense. I have this vivid picture in my mind of being at a festival and a baby was like gnawing on this piece of ham.
Was it Bam right? Bam from the Flintstones?
No, it was just a piece of ham. It was so disgusting. And there was drool all over this piece of ham. And the dad just took the ham out of the mouth, dripping it in his son's saliva and put it in his mouth.
That's
and
love.
I said, I want to feel love like that for
that's
somebody.
Love.
And that's the kind of love that I felt for Tim.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to wipe your cum in my face and sleep with it.
That's true love. If that's not true love.
That's a lot
what
of
is
love.
It? Yeah. So people are coming on people. Just to answer your question.
And I don't, yeah, but just always ask and it's, you know, that's a personal decision.
I think one of the main things is don't ever assume it's cool, right? If I come to your face, right? Like don't assume it's fine.
Don't assume it's fine, but also don't assume someone's not going to be into it.
Don't assume it's not fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's how we get all, you know, in this. Just ask. And I think anyone who gets offended for you asking once needs to, number one, chill the fuck out.
Yeah. Asking is the most respectful thing you could do.
And if they say no, you have to be cool with it.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't be like, come on, baby. Because that's annoying.
No, seriously, it's great.
Don't pressure people into doing shit they don't want.
Yeah. And don't use it'll make your skin better if the girl's like, nah. Nah, son, nah.
Yeah, and don't, like, if she has acne, don't suggest it because she's probably sensitive about it.
Oh, I'd be so pissed. Oh, my God, I'd be so pissed if that happened to me. I'd be like, the fuck you say? And then I'd start walking and never go back. I'm so excited for this episode.
This is one we have been waiting for.
We've been putting off asking this person to do it because it's a gem.
Shit. We hit the jackpot.
We really did. You guys are in for a treat. This person that's about to be on the show is the only person on this planet.
Yes.
That both Corinne and I have been naked with.
Yeah.
Separately.
Yeah.
Years apart.
Yeah. Because Christina and I have known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
So we knew him when we were we knew each other, but we weren't like friends the way we are today.
Right, right.
Did
I ask you for permission? Or not permission,
No, you just
not
asked permission, me how you
but,
knew him.
Hey, is that cool?
You don't care. Said, oh, how do you knew him? I mean, I didn't give a shit. I was right. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it is funny. It's a funny interview.
Oh,
let's
boy.
Let's have a good time with our guest, Todd.
Toddkins.
We are here with our guest, Todd.
Hello.
You have a prestigious honor, Todd. You're the only man who has been naked with both Corinne and myself separately.
I know.
Together, but we didn't have a three-way.
I know. I'm very excited.
I'm so excited.
And how great of us that we had the foresight to do this. We even knew.
Maybe the podcast was just a star in the sky.
Right, exactly.
And we were setting it up
when
for
I
you.
Saw the podcast called Guys We Fucked, I was like, why haven't they called me yet?
Did you get nervous and like question yourself?
Well, yeah, I was like, maybe they don't like me, you know. I don't know. Yeah.
We like you so
much.
All right, good, good.
We were saving you because we knew that you it would just be a good episode.
Right,
we
didn't you guys wanted to like hone your talents and
this is a
show.
Ratings booster. This episode, right, we're gonna really be telling people. All right, cool. They're so excited. I mean, like honestly, like Christine and I haven't fucked, which would be the number one ratings, right. Which right. Everyone's looking forward to. So
everyone's
next,
waiting for
next best
this
best
is
thing,
the next yeah. Next best thing. Well, I guess if we were all in bed together, but so this is the third best possible yeah. case scenario,
which is pretty great.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've had a lot aww. Of people on. I don't know if you
Todd
have
is so charming and handsome.
Oh, thank you.
And
thank
you. You are probably one of the most charming and handsome men that I've hooked up with.
Wow.
Yeah. No, we amazing. Talk about you often.
We do.
I actually
so cute.
I always am like, Todd has the most beautiful face on anyone I've ever seen. And I hold this holds true to this day. Most beautiful yeah. face
you have a beautiful
award.
Face.
Oh my God. I am turning red, blushing. So wait, when did you guys figure out that you'd both like been naked with me?
I when I met you second, right. Yes. I met you first, which we'll get to.
Right.
But I friended you on Facebook.
Right.
Because we met on OkCupid.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, we did.
And I was like, why is this guy on here? Is he fucked up or something? He's really cute. And everyone says that about everybody.
Right.
But yeah, and then I friended you on Facebook and we only had one mutual friend.
Right.
And my friend at the time in college was like, well, maybe Corinne like hooked up with her. Like, you shouldn't. You should
we never
ask.
Talked about
you should
it,
ask.
Right?
No, yeah. I didn't, yeah, we never yeah. talked about it. And yeah. she was.
That's
like, you
the only reason
ask her.
A man and a woman can be friends. Jesus.
Well, according to that person that I that told me that, and I was like, okay, yeah, sure. And did I text you, Corinne? Like, hey, how
yeah,
you...
there was a text involved.
I just wanted to make sure it was cool.
Because Christina,
I had already interned. At,
there's
with
a
Corinne
huge Joe. Internship connection here because I know Todd from interning for Todd, and when he was working at a casting company.
That sounds so dirty.
And
she's
then
I was Todd's yeah. intern
guys,
too.
My I have fucked so many people I've interned for. Yeah. Okay, and then it's like the best place.
Power,
I wish I could
fun.
Intern more because it's my favorite. Place to people, and then Christina interned for me mm-hmm. at a management company, and then we all
right. interned together.
Interned no. in Todd's bed,
and then but then I met Todd maybe like 2 years after because I was still right. in college, right? I think I was a junior in college.
Oh, shit, were you in college? I don't know.
That
I,
sounds
yeah.
Well, that's about true. Right. I don't. I'm like because like New York, it's like everything kind of melts into 1 year. You know,
yeah.
like I don't. So I don't know how many years ago we were together. I'm like.
I had to do research to figure it out. Yeah.
I was hoping you could help me.
No,
I don't
no,
remember.
I have no idea. It's just kind of all melts into one. You know, like
I feel
New
like
York
it was
dating
like
life.
4 or 5 years ago.
But that sounds
because I've been
right.
dating my current boyfriend.
Well, if it was 2 years after me, I mean, see, I met Todd in 2004, but we
holy
didn't. Nothing happened until 2009.
Right.
So that's a long time.
Okay, so
5 years of nothing happening.
Because I was in a very serious relationship when I was interning at the
I remember.
Company.
I think. Yeah,
so let's go
yeah.
to there. Let's start there. We'll okay. do. We'll do it in the order that
a sequential.
Sure, yeah, yeah. Let's do that. Yeah.
So you're interning, Corinne.
2004.
At
yeah.
A company that you work at, Todd, or do you own, or what?
No,
the...
I just worked there. I was okay. a casting director at this place.
Okay.
And yeah, Corinne worked there. What was it, first summer?
You were 19, Corinne.
I was 19. No, it was my first. It was my first semester of my sophomore year of college.
Okay.
So right. it was September.
But I didn't take advantage of you while you were interning.
No. Okay. There's a lot of backstory
right,
there.
Right, right,
well, Corinne
right.
other
was
characters involved.
There was a guy, Christian, involved.
Was he wasn't punk? In, no, I didn't hook up with him.
No, they didn't hook up.
Okay.
But there was, a, that was the...
Christian's a good friend of mine, and we
oh, okay.
still work together, so...
Okay,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, no, so, okay, you want to tell, you can tell the story.
Well, so Christian was, if I'm remembering this correctly from the email that I just read, Christian was like a punk rocker guy covered in tattoos.
Yes.
Right.
And Corinne's eyes went to Christian first.
I had a okay. huge crush on Corinne.
Like,
that's exactly, I'm sorry, if you could walk in and you could have like no face.
Do you have dust
tattoos.
Coming off your body when you get a high five? You're the guy for me.
Right.
Linus, love ya.
He was so nice, though. Yeah. And I, at that time, I was still innocent enough that I appreciated nice people.
Right.
Now I have no tolerance.
And you were also at a point where when you were interning at Todd's company, you were still dating Tim, right?
Oh, yeah. I was,
and he
really
was the only,
seriously involved with Tim.
He was the only person you had slept with.
Yeah, uh-huh. So, I wasn't drinking. I was like... That was a very pure version of
that's
Corinne.
That's why we didn't sleep together because we weren't drinking.
I was going to say, Corinne, when she was interning for you, was a different Corinne when you reconnected.
Right, no, yeah. I remember you were like this like sweet, nice girl. I remember you were from New Jersey.
What? Wait. All the listeners are confused right
sweet
now.
Sweet and nice? No, did you have a twin?
Yeah, that's what I remember.
That's my nice twin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did she get you things and like ask how you were?
I
probably didn't ask how you were. That's not. I was never that.
Too carried away.
I was never that different.
You were like, you were on top. You're a good worker. Yeah.
On time. That doesn't make sense. No, the thing was, I was very serious about my internships and like, I was like, this is how I'm going to make it. And I think I was a good, intern.
Yeah.
I think I was a good intern. I was pretty happy with my work there.
I would imagine you'd be a very good intern.
Yeah, because I was like answering phones and stuff, shit that I'm good at. I'm like, I'm great at being a secretary.
So you guys, you have the internship.
Yeah.
It comes and goes, like most, know, like we all have.
So how many years later?
Was five?
Well, yeah, and then also Todd was hungover on his desk a lot at the internship.
Yeah, so you
and I was like,
drunk.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy?
I feel like you're just good at partying.
These were my 20s in New York. I had like a fort, like George Costanza style, under my desk. I would go to sleep.
Yeah.
Under your desk?
Under my desk. I'd built like a little fort. Yeah. Oh,
and he was obsessed with Paris Hilton. Those are the two things
what
that I remember.
I don't remember
this. Yes, you thought she was so hot. I vividly remember this because I was like,
what
this
the
is
fuck?
So fascinating.
Really?
I remember like, just
maybe this
random
was like right when the porn
people.
Came out or something.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, how old are you now?
I'm 37.
Okay, my guess was 36, so I'm pretty good.
Oh, God,
I
you
just
look
turned 37.
25.
I know, everyone
that
says that.
Boyish, handsome face, Todd.
Oh, thank you.
You're in prime guys we fucked mode right now.
Yeah.
This is, we every week we're like people in their mid-30s.
Oh, my God, they're the best.
Are so sexy.
I was, ever since I was a little girl, I dreamed of dating a guy in his 30s, honestly.
I think I listened to your last podcast. I heard that. So I actually thought about it before I got here. I'm like, oh, I'm in a good zone here.
Oh, I thought you were like, I thought about it. I made up the appropriate age that I should be.
No,
we would never know. You could lie. I have no idea how old you are at any time.
I just turned 37, so.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you guys, then, you had the internship. You were Mr. Party, I love Paris Hilton, jerk off to her porn a couple times, whatever, go to sleep.
I think it was
desk.
When the porn came out. I was probably watching it. Like, we were all watching it because it was like an amazing.
A night in Paris.
I wasn't invited because this is when I was, I guess this is when I was innocent. No one would invite me to do things.
Oh, you had a party? You're like, let's all, that's
no,
awesome.
We would just watch it in the office. It was like, you know,
it was
like
a
groundbreaking
super fun
thing
office.
When
everyone
it
was young. Yeah. It was a good time.
Right.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So you reconnect 5 years later, when you did you know you were going to meet her? Because her friend.
No, I remember what the bar was. It was Shulbreds.
Yes,
I remember.
Good bar.
My favorite. I love that bar.
And I don't know. We were just. We did. Was it like happenstance? Like,
well,
just
what happened was my friend Deanna, who somehow through casting had met Christian,
right?
And then Deanna and I were talking, and I'm like, holy shit, I know this Christian.
Yeah.
Like, what are the chances? And then so he comes, and then he came, and I think he was like, oh, my friend's coming, you might remember him. And then fucking Todd shows up. And I was like, that was so random.
And you had no idea Krim was going to be there.
No.
What was your reaction when you're like, oh, shit.
I was like, oh, yeah.
You've
that's
grown.
Right. Yeah. You've gotten older, more mature.
You really filled out Krim. Yeah.
No, boy.
Yeah, no. I remember it was a really fun night. Like, we all took sexy pictures and everything. Remember
sexy
that?
Sexy pictures?
They're probably
that
still on Facebook. So
they're
of
still
your
in my Facebook.
No, it's like sexy selfies. If they're not sexy
selfies.
At all, I look super drunk and my makeup is like falling down my face, but it was fun.
I was wearing like a Grateful Dead t-shirt.
Yeah.
So you were at Shulbreds for like a good couple hours just getting hammered and having fun.
Yeah, it was
a good time.
Was this the time that you were going and waiting in line for the bathroom?
Yeah, this was the only time we were at Shulbreds together.
Oh, okay. And so she was telling me you were waiting in line for the bathroom. She was waiting in line for a single stall, and you were behind her, and you kind of like, hey, I'm here. And then the bathroom opened up, and you kind of like took her and made out with her in the bathroom, and she was like, that's one of the hottest things that I was done. I was in.
Right,
it was a great move.
Good move.
Yeah, that sounds like me, I guess. I remember we made out. I don't remember how it happened, but
it was at first creepy because I was like, I just left for the bathroom. If Todd needed to go to the bathroom, like, he should have just come with me instead of waiting like 2 minutes later and then just standing behind me, because I'm sure if he had to pee, he would have had to pee earlier. And this was, I didn't know. I had come out of a long relationship. I hadn't dated anyone. I didn't know what the fuck was going on in life.
Right. And how old were you? So 23?
I was,
24, if it was 5 years later.
Yeah, because it was right after I broke up with Tim. So I was 24. And this
in the
was
midst
my,
of party.
My yeah. heavy, I was 23 or 24. It is in my heavy partying
so
phase.
I probably wasn't 30 yet. No, right? Or was I?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay. That's probably still
I
my
can't do my.
I'm going to have to get a calculator out.
So that was a good move. Do you do moves like that a lot? That's a great move.
Bathroom making out to,
is that in your repertoire?
When it's established.
We all have our moves that we do. Right.
Well, when it's established that there's a mutual attraction between two people, and that's the key, is establishing that there's don't just push people in no bathroom and make out with them.
Well, I didn't even know I was attracted to Todd. I always thought he was a handsome person, even at the casting company.
You thought he was out of your league.
Yeah, this is true. Mm. I thought you were too good looking for me.
Oh, shit.
Well, and it made no sense because I had been dating a model. Like,
right.
My first boyfriend was super good looking, but then also, I thought he was too good looking for me.
Right. Okay.
The thing that is,
you thought Tim was too good looking.
Yeah, but I feel like my personality really amps my number up because it's pretty spectacular. I bring a lot to the table. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I also,
my personality brings all the boys to the yard. Am I right? Am I right? Anybody? Anybody?
I'm a fun time. Right. But yeah, no, I did. I was like, oh, he's too good looking. He was, and because you remind me of like a popular person in high school who just like wouldn't talk to me, and they'd be like, "Who's this bitch straight out of the craft?"
I feel like you were like a rich, popular Connecticut kid.
I'm from New Jersey.
Okay, so not at all. All right, go ahead.
No, totally not me. I was kind of friends with everyone, jocks, stoners, you know, like everybody.
You were the glue that held the different groups together. Almost.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So after you got pushed, you kind of did that sexy move of like, we're making out in this bathroom.
Well, I guess we went out like a few weeks later, months later, but it was a very memorable night.
That Shulbreds night.
No, the next night. One of my favorite nights of all time was spent with Todd.
I have to say,
the
Tony's party.
Yeah, yeah.
And you didn't even want to go. You tried to dip out of it. Like,
why was that?
What happened was it was my birthday weekend. I don't know. I was just like drunk all weekend.
Oh, okay.
I was actually at a Yankee game.
Yeah. Yes, I remember this.
Yeah, yeah. Which I'm going to tonight, which is so random because I usually don't go to games.
Serendipity.
Yeah. And I'm at this Yankee game, I'm drunk, and you texted me like, let's go. And I'm like, fine. You know, and I went home.
Well, you act like I just asked you. We had plans to do this.
We did, and I tried to back out.
Yeah, you tried to back out day, because I had asked you like at least a week in advance you had to get a suit. I wouldn't ask you that
night. Had my tux ready. I think I went home, I put on a tuxedo.
Yeah, because
were you wasted when you were putting on your
tux? Todd tried to rain check, and I did that girl thing, and he was like, well, we can just hang out next week, and I bet there will be no next week, Todd.
Well, that's a big event, too, and you want to have a hot date for that, and a fun date.
Yeah, and all my coworkers like knew I was bringing someone who was like a catch. I was like, he's in the industry, this is great, you know, and also, like, it was a big night, because our client, Karen Olivo, ended up winning the Tony for West Side Story, so then it was like even amped up even more, and I was like, I gotta fucking bring my A game.
You were the A game date, motherfucker.
So
you go to the, was it just a party?
Yeah, so we get to the Tony Awards party. It was the after party.
Hudson Terrace,
mm-hmm. Right. And I walked in, so I used to work on The Sopranos.
Okay. And, oh, so you knew.
Yeah, so I knew, well, there was this play called... I knew James Gandolfini. There was a play called God of Carnage.
Oh, he was a...
That was in, you know, that was going on at the time. And he saw me, and like his, you know, some other Sopranos people saw me. Mm-hmm. So they sat Corinne and I at their table.
Oh, cool. And you had a client on The Sopranos, older guy.
Dominic Cianci.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're sitting at the table, and it's like, you know, this fun filled night. We're having a great time.
Holy shit.
And all of a sudden, I'll never forget this. Like, Jane Fonda walks into the room. and James Gandolfini was like, Jane, come here, sit down, you know, and sits at the table with us right next to me and Corinne. So then we were
in between you? Or?
Oh, no. Like next to me.
Next to you. Okay.
Yeah. And we were both pretty drunk at this time.
Yeah, it was open bar and I was Jameson on the rocks.
If I was a celebrity,
there was no tomorrow.
I would be wasted all the time.
So we were pretty wasted. So we were like making out. And like we were like
at the table.
We were being the worst. Yeah, we were being
the two non-famous people were being the worst.
So I remember I spilled my drink at one point on like when I was walking and someone tried to get me kicked out of the party, but it was just like a guy who had no pull. And I was like, we're with James Gandolfini.
Right. There were other like famous people at the table too. It was just like, you know, we were the only non-famous people at this table.
That's awesome.
So then what happened was we were making out. And someone slaps my hand and my drink goes all over the place. And it was Jane Fonda.
What a bitch.
And I look at her. I go, did you just slap my hand? And she goes, yes, I did. You're being very naughty. You guys are being very inappropriate. And I was like, holy shit. Yeah. And then she's like, I'm sorry. I didn't really actually mean to knock your drink out of your hand.
Yeah.
And she like, actually, there was a bottle of vodka on the table. Coy. She made us another drink.
Oh,
and
God.
Like you were, I remember Corinne was like, didn't give a fuck that it was Jane Fonda. You
know? Oh, okay.
Yeah. As is my nature.
Right. She was like, how old are you? You know, like you're not acting your age.
Wait,
like,
Jane
you
know, said that?
Right, she was like,
to
really,
Corinne?
Yeah, remember that?
Ew, that's not nice.
No, Jane Fonda was such a bitch to me because I remember my dad
she
was
wanted
so
to fuck Todd, maybe.
She kinda, wanted to yeah, fuck yeah, you.
I felt there was a little vibe.
So badly, Todd. I was like, number one, I don't care who you are. It is not ladylike to try to steal someone's date from in front of them. I don't care.
And they're making
who
out.
You are. Yeah. I don't care who you are.
That's hilarious.
There's a photo of Jane Fonda giving me the finger.
So James really? Fonda.
Yeah, I'm taking a picture of you and Jane Fonda, and she's giving me the finger. I think it's like the Italian finger, though.
Yeah.
It's different. But what? I figured it out. Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda tried to keep you guys from fucking.
Well, she was against us.
That didn't happen.
She was against us from the moment that we met.
Continue.
Yeah. Something happened at the party.
Before that, this is the this is also the infamous night that I fell asleep on James Gandolfini's shoulder and he didn't move my head because he's the best person of all time. Yeah. And that's
you were pretty hammered. I remember, like, you were.
Well, this was like my entree to drinking. Like, I was not a drinker in college, so like when I first started working in the entertainment business and everything was open bar, holy shit! Right.
Yeah,
holy
yeah.
shit!
It's no, like I still kind of lose living. My shit at open bars.
If
there's food and liquor, I just kind of just go crazy.
Oh my god,
that's the best, because then anytime you get a little too drunk, you just eat some cheese blocks.
Exactly right.
And then you go right back to the Jameson.
Out. Yeah, the food just bounces it out, and it's all good. Awesome.
It was fun. Okay, and then all right, so then we move on from.
So then another bathroom escapade happens.
You in the bath? You guys in the fucking bathroom?
That's our spot.
What happened was we were all over each other. Jane's like scolding us, you know, like James Gandolfini's like, get, you know. Like, you guys need to calm down. Like, it was like.
Oh, did he?
I think he
was very nice.
If he said something, I'd be like, yes, sir, whatever you want, sir. I'll do anything for you.
We were being very inappropriate.
They have this every day. This was our one night.
So I felt that I had to kind of do something and.
Yeah, protect your career. Good job, Todd.
So
superhero.
We went to the bathroom and.
So we fucked in the bathroom instead of like right there on top of James Gandolfini because I thought that was going to be the most appropriate thing to do.
The bathrooms at Hudson Towers are very private and very nice.
It was a beautiful bathroom. I remember.
We have photos in the bathroom.
Do we see?
Because not like naked ones, like us in the mirror. Like there's just because it was so fun
and it was a single stall.
Yeah, it was like we were having our own little party in there.
Yeah, it was. It was a room, not a stall. Like it was bigger than.
There was like a bathroom guy like guarding the bathrooms. Yeah. I remember. He like liked us or like he.
Oh,
he was,
so he let you both in together because usually that's frowned. Yeah, like in clubs and stuff.
He knew what was going on. Yeah. He just was like, you know, he's like, what the fuck? I don't have a good time.
And did you put it in?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't I know that it happened, but I mean.
I remember you're like, I've never done this before.
Because that was your first time having sex. Second person ever.
Yeah. Really? I realized that the other day because I don't count that moment. I count like the next time you had sex is the time when I like consciously was like, oh, okay. But I needed to be ripped for that first time because it was so hard for me. Like
it's a huge obstacle.
Well, I never thought I was going to have sex with anyone ever besides my first boyfriend. Whoa.
Let's like, so that was your second guy.
Yeah,
you were.
Against a wall in the bathroom.
Mind you, I had been in a relationship for 5 years, so it wasn't like, it was fine.
No. Okay,
it was getting over that hurdle was super important.
Yeah.
And because it was like, for me, it was like you were freedom in a sense because I was so fucking nervous to have sex with someone else. And just like, I was like, oh, like, am I going to change? Like, what's going to be different about me? Like, I had a much different view.
Well, you're also entering the world of sexuality in a way because you're in New York.
Right.
You're going to all these cool parties. You're meeting cool people. And you're like, oh, I guess I'm going to sleep with people. Like, it's like, right. Do I want to? Do I?
It was scary.
Because once you get it in, it's hard to stop.
No, because my first time ever was just like planned out, romantic, just like perfect. And so this was nice because be like, sex can be like this too.
Right. Right. So that's your first.
It was super important
introduction to like New York party sex.
Yeah. Todd's a founding father of guys.
You are, Todd. You really are. Yeah,
very privileged. Crazy.
So that night sounded wonderful.
Yeah, it was great. And then we went back to the table and partied more.
We partied.
Were they like, where were you two? You're like, shut up, Jane Fonda.
We were both very late to work the next day.
Really?
Yeah, it was fine.
How late were you out?
It was a Sunday night. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Tony's are always
because the Sundays are. Yeah. Because it was the joint party for God of Carnage and West Side Story. That's why Gandolfini was there.
Oh.
And also, that's why because we were going to the West Side Story one.
Right.
But yeah, that's why.
What a fun night.
It was a fun
night. That's such a New York night, man.
Yeah, and my boss was like, you can come in late. Like, you've given your services.
Good.
I remember meeting him like that night, right? He was there.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah,
he was awesome.
Yeah, he seemed like a cool guy.
So then what was the hanging out like after that? Like, were you like, next morning, like, I guess I should text her, or like,
well, I don't know, you know, it's, well, kind of a blur.
You, like, went home. I went to your, I slept at your apartment
that night,
right? Yeah, because we were, I mean, we were just too hammered. There was,
and
no,
Todd was your first time being in a big boy's apartment, like an adult's apartment.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
was it still the studio?
An adult.
What's that? Studio? There was a studio apartment.
I think that was the one that I was in too.
Yeah,
you were, we laid in the same bed, Karen.
Oh my god,
so cute.
Yeah, yeah. Same mattress.
So funny.
Same sheets. Yeah, never I never washed them since.
Yeah, he's such a boy.
No, they were definitely some new ones. But yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I feel so connected to you right now.
We didn't fuck, did we?
We never fucked.
We never fucked, but we were naked.
I don't know what, like, what your situation is at the moment, but I felt like you were kind of shy.
I was, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
Well, because I was online dating, and I was like, I don't know, because I was at a place where I'm like, I like online dating fits my personality, because mm-hmm. I like meeting new people.
I mean, we were naked together in bed a few times.
Yeah, and I remember it was against the wall, like the bed, and then your TV was to the right.
Yeah, it's in a little area in the kitchen.
And I was like, this is so, you live here by yourself? Oh my God. Like, I was so impressed.
Right.
He got the really young versions of both of us.
Yeah, you did. Was I fun?
Yeah, you were fun.
What did
we
do?
Totally.
I fucking forget.
I don't know. Like, I
just remember you were so fucking cute.
Oh, thanks.
And you still are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I haven't lost it.
I don't know. When we first met, I think, like, our first date, like, you were with other friends. Is that possible?
Probably. Because I was like,
for protection.
Yeah. It was kind of random. I remember we, like, kind of bonded over Gene Wilder. We both liked Gene Wilder.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, this is, oh, she's cool. But we, like, hung out for, like, a little while.
Yeah, we, like,
a month
eased in.
Or so.
Yeah, because, like, I was still shy. I forget. I think this was after. This was in the midst of, I don't know.
I remember we were at, like, a few different bars together. Like, we were in that one bar that had, like, the outside patio and meatpacking district. We went out.
Oh, yeah.
That?
Yeah.
What was that place called? Like,
I don't, oh. The hotel, was it a hotel? A Gainsborough hotel or
no,
something?
No. It was, like,
but you've been to, you had been to my apartment on the Upper East Side.
I was up there.
So I was definitely still in college. It was probably senior year or probably junior year.
You had a few roommates.
Because I had a boyfriend. I was dating a guy, Christopher, my senior year.
So were you 30 yet at this time?
I don't know. I might have been.
I forget.
Yeah, I might have been.
Do you like him young?
I
like him old, so it works.
No, you're not old. I go all over the place.
Okay.
Like, you know, I'll date someone my age, date someone a little bit older, or someone younger. It's there really is no... Okay. Yeah.
Just curious.
Yeah.
I would never date someone younger.
I wouldn't either.
Well, that's a kind of a lot of females.
Or even my
age.
Or even anyone in their 20s.
I just respect people who are older than me more. Is that weird?
Right.
No.
I don't disrespect anybody who's younger than me.
Not always valid, but.
But I'm just like, old people who are older than me.
They just live
longer and they're like. Better. They're just they're more. They just have more life.
But that's not always, because the oldest person I ever dated was probably one of the worst. Of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, who was the oldest?
The 43.
Oh, I don't know. Who
yes,
that?
You do. You know. Wait. Who it is. It's a
I didn't know he's that. I didn't know he's 43.
Yeah.
God, I forgot.
Yeah. Right.
So.
So we had some fun, but I don't.
We had some fun, yeah.
It was a while ago.
I mean, 5 years ago?
Probably
six? More.
Ew. Oh, that's so long ago.
How old are you now?
I'm 26.
Oh, shit. So you were only,
I was like 19. I was 20?
I guess maybe.
21.
No, you definitely legal.
Todd loves 19-year-olds.
21.
Oh, if anyone else is listening is 19, we will put Todd's information
up. No, you had to have been 21.
I think we were
going to bars, and I wasn't thinking, oh my God, how's she going to get in?
So you were after I broke up with Darren, who was my long-term boyfriend, and then I was seeing a bunch of people, and then that kind of faded.
Did we ever, like, I felt like we were, like, at a Saturday Night Live party once. Was that a...
Probably.
Like, was I interning at Saturday Night Live? Do you guys remember anything about hanging out together?
No, I just remember his cute face.
It seems very blurry.
I just remember his very cute face and his big boy apartment.
I had, like, details, like, what he was wearing and
shit.
I literally texted her and goes, I dated him we went on a few dates and it was really fun.
I just kind of remember, like, being in a bed and, like, you know, rolling around.
And I was like, ooh, yeah.
I think this is the problem, though, because a lot of times, like, we remember so vividly these horrible experiences we've had, and then the good ones are kind of like just like, oh, bunch of good New York good times.
Right. That's boring. It was fun.
Yeah, we had such a great time. Yawn.
Nothing bad happened.
Nothing tragic happened.
Right.
But
right.
it just like came and went very naturally.
Yeah, it was like very cute. Like, yeah, there was nothing bad.
There was no fighting or anything. Right. It was just very casual, and then we just, like, faded away.
Yeah.
That's Todd's move, the fade away. It's not like that sounded bitter. It wasn't. I just think it was like because you're very nice, but you never seem to have. I remember in my Facebook stalking of you, you've only one time like seemed to have a serious girlfriend since I've known you.
Yeah, no, I haven't had too many serious girlfriends. It's
Are you like not into that? Which is totally cool.
No, like I'm totally ready, like to settle down.
Oh, now that you're 37.
No, just
now
like,
that I'm 67,
I think it's finally time.
No, I'm down for
as
it.
As he's on a deathbed,
I'm ready
to settle.
I'm a romantic. I think that there's someone out there for me. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it hasn't. But also, I feel like, you know, like as you both know, like living in New York, there's so much window shopping and like, not that I get excited. I'll see another girl. I'm like, oh my God. You know, but like, it's just,
it's hard.
I feel like everybody's on that plane, you know, with Tinder and all that shit.
Right.
You know, yeah. Like, and I feel
everyone's like fucking everybody.
Right. If I lived in Nebraska, I'd probably have like 7 kids, you know? Like,
right. Well, we talked about this on our last episode. And it's just, there's too many choices because once you find someone, you're like, but that person's so hot.
Well, and it's the newness.
And so many different kinds of people.
I love newness.
I love the what the fuck's about to happen with this guy. Like, I love that about dating. Like, being single was so much fun because it was like, it was up, there were so many ups and downs, but the most fun part about it was like, it was new adventures.
Yeah, totally. You're just
constantly going on new adventures.
You know, and you know, it makes me feel better because like a lot of New Yorkers are going through the same thing as I am. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I think that there's something wrong with me. I don't know. Like, I feel like,
I mean, I'm sure there is, but there's something wrong with everybody. So it's not just you.
I remember you being really close with your mom. Is that
definitely mama's boy? Yeah.
I remember you showing me pictures of you and your mom.
Really? Did I?
Yeah. And she was very tan. You were just both very tan. She had short blonde hair, I think.
Oh my God. Yeah. Good memory.
Yeah. She kind of looked like Jane Fonda, to be honest.
Oh boy.
I don't know if I saw that, you know.
But
you're right. Yeah. I
mean, so you've always been close. Is your mom?
I'm close with all my family. I have 7 nieces and nephews.
Holy shit.
I have 2 brothers.
Aww.
One has 4, one has 3. So the pressure is off, kind of, because both of my parents have all these grandchildren, so
they're it's cool for me. Do you? I got grandkids. I'm cool. Yeah.
Are you like your mom's little angel?
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem
really.
She comments on his Facebook.
Oh, she does.
Frequently.
She like writes in all caps, like, "Oh my God, my son is so adorable."
That was my favorite thing when like I knew Todd like, you know, more closely. Like, oh man, to read those comments, it was really.
Yeah, I might have to block her.
Top notch entertainment. You said that like 5 years ago. Todd. It's not happening. Yeah, we know it's not happening.
No. So you and your mom are like best friends.
Yeah, no, I'm close. I'm not just my mom, really close to my dad and my brothers and everybody. Yeah.
That's why you're so nice, huh?
I guess so.
Do you have an evil side?
Has anything bad happened to you ever?
Bad?
Were you touched weird at some point? No. I don't know. Anything bad?
I've never been molested.
Oh, that's good. Because I feel like a lot of people were.
Unfortunately?
I'm joking.
Oh, boy.
Maybe there'd be a little more depth
emails about that.
So you're cruising along.
I'm cruising
along. And you have a restaurant in Brooklyn.
I do.
Speedy Romeo.
Thanks for getting me up. But,
wait, is that okay?
No, it's fine. It's
okay.
Cool. Do you want business?
No, but I just follow them on Instagram and it just looks so good.
Yeah,
we always tell each other that we need to go.
We were going to go and then Deanna and I were going to go. We're like, we kept saying we're going and then we're like, but it's in Brooklyn.
No, you got to come.
We'll come.
Listen, I used to have your view on Brooklyn as
well. You live there now, right?
I live there now.
Yeah.
How do you like it?
I used to live in Brooklyn too.
I fucking love Brooklyn. Like,
yeah.
What part?
I feel like I've like gotten... Like, it's just opened me up again. Like, uh-huh. I feel amazing living there, and it's like a little neighborhood. It's great.
Yeah.
What hood is it in? Cobble Hill?
I'm in Clinton Hill.
Clinton Hill.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, it's nice there.
Yeah, and it's just kind of, we stuck our flag in the ground. There wasn't a lot of restaurants around.
Oh, cool. So you're one of the first changing the hood.
Pioneers. Yeah.
That's cool.
No, listen, I liked living in Brooklyn. I lived in Williamsburg, but then I had to go because the people.
Well,
people you're living with.
It is hipster.
I can't with the hipsters.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Right.
So you are single now?
Yeah.
Single. Are you still online date?
Once
you're such
in a
gem in the online dating community, I feel like.
A gem.
I feel like, because you're so handsome.
Oh, thanks.
I feel like I'm your mother now. Oh, you're so handsome,
you're
Toy
handsome.
King.
You're in the business.
You're so successful and handsome, you perfect little angel.
I've done, yeah, I'm still like, well, we met on OkCupid. Mm-hmm. Shit, that was like, you must have been like one of the first dates I was on.
Really?
OkCupid. Yeah.
You were probably one of my first. Because I went on a date for, my first one was with this EMT guy who had dirt up his fingernails, who ordered a plate of wings and just devoured them and just got them all over his face, and I was like, is this a joke? Like, are you kidding? And he's like, what? No. And then he lived on a boat. It was weird.
That's what?
Cool. You were my second.
On a boat, though.
But it was like dirty.
Yeah. Okay.
It was in a not cool way.
Right.
I think that was cool. I thought that was cool too. And then one time he came up, he drove his ambulance in front of my apartment and the sirens on, and I was like, holy shit, that's hot.
Yeah.
Fuck me in the ambulance.
I kind of remember you telling me about this guy, actually.
Because I think that was my first OkCupid date.
Right.
And I was like, seriously, are they all going to be like this? But then you were so not like that at all.
Right.
So I was so excited.
Well, that's good.
What has your experience with online dating been in general? Because I am vehemently against it personally.
No,
but I think it's great for people.
It's not that bad. Like...
It's perfect for a city, I feel
okay,
like.
OkCupid. Exactly. It's not that bad.
Yeah. OkCupid.
I meet girls that are cool. Usually, I mean, sometimes you go out with some. I don't do it that often, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
Just when you need to get that D wet. I'm just purposely making Todd uncomfortable.
That's okay.
We're making this into MP3 and sending it to your mom.
It is kind of weird how easily you can have sex from it. You know, it's kind of like...
Todd, are you living in a fucking crazy zone? You're super good looking. That's how you have sex with your fucking face. No. Do you have a mirror?
You show up and girls
Do you
are
have
like,
a mirror?
Do you want to fuck me now or in a little bit? What's going on?
No, it's just like... I'm always surprised. Like, wow, you just met and you're down to fuck.
Do you
like,
know that you are attractive?
Well, yeah, sure, you know. I'm not like a tall guy. I'm a short guy.
Not that short.
Well,
that's something that's so interesting because you are short. And that was like some of my reasoning in my head was like, I was like, well, maybe because he's shorter. But short doesn't bother me. I'm short.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit. And in fact, really tall is more of a turnoff for me than really short because it's just like my neck.
You're really tall.
My neck
like,
hurts.
Hey, up there, can you give me an ice cream cone?
Short's cool. Short's fine. I mean, it's not like you have like some kind of a disorder.
Do you not like your height?
No, I'm fine.
I mean, you don't ever know anything.
No, I'm totally cool with it. I'm totally. I mean, like, if you asked me, could I be a few inches taller?
How tall are you?
5'7".
5'7". Okay.
That's like the lowest respectable.
Nico. Well, Nico, our previous guy, one of our like third guests or whatever, he was, I think, 5'6 or 5'7".
Oh, and he had major swag, so it didn't even matter. Okay. He was also ethnic, though, so I feel like you could be shorter when you're...
Yeah.
But you're, you know, I feel like, well, Jews are not a big people.
No.
Even though my dad is a Jew and he's 6'6".
He's gigantic.
My dad is
so tall.
Gigantic.
6'6".
Yeah, he's so tall. Wow. My Jewish dad is the same height as Michael Jordan, but that's not the norm, okay? That's a freak incident.
That should be a woman's show. My Jewish dad is the same height as Michael Jordan. I'd see it.
I just think it's really cool to say because it's just 6'6", but then I just like to say to give it like some perspective, the same height as Michael Jordan, you might be familiar with his work.
One's a black, one's a Jew, but they're both the same height. Hey.
And they both jump in the air at the same time.
Yeah, it's a tap the ball. It'd be great. I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, so I still dabble in online dating.
But a woman wants to sleep with you right away.
Yeah.
Are you said earlier that you're like, oh, really? Goes through your head?
What goes through my head?
And she's now.
Well, you know, being a guy, anytime like a girl wants to sleep with you or give you a blowjob or whatever, you know, you're like, holy shit, this is happening right now.
Aww,
you know, so
it's still like that.
Like that, no matter what.
I
it
feel
never
like
wears off.
Like a 13-year-old boy, like
exactly.
Oh, titties, oh fuck you.
Exactly. You revert to that 13-year-old boy. You're like, oh my god, this is happening right now. Holy shit, mental picture. You know, so you just get excited. So
that's so.
Well, you also have like a very childlike fervor. Like it's very, you're very like that's.
Yeah.
It's refreshing.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then it's also like you know, like this is a girl movie. Like, oh my god, I like you so much. I don't want to do this on the first date. But like, I don't know. Me, I can't turn that off. Be like, oh, you want to have sex? Yeah, okay.
So you can't wait.
I think only men can do that.
What? Only men can...
It's a man thing, meaning not that a guy... It's harder for a guy to say if the girl's like, yeah, you want to fuck? And for a guy to go, nah, let's wait.
No, I can never do that.
Yeah. I don't think it's impossible.
I don't think it's an innate thing, though. I think it's because the girl will think you're a pussy. I think that's why. Because for me, I never don't want to have sex if I'm into the person on the first date.
Right.
But like I said, like recently, my recent experience, I purposely made myself not have sex because I was just like, I just got to chill down, especially with the podcast and everything. Got a bit of a reputation.
Yeah.
And that pissed me off because I just wanted to have sex. It was fun to wait though because it like
it's kind of like foreplay.
More important. Waiting. Yeah. Right. But it just fucking, I never want to, it's just as hard for me to say no.
Is it, when a girl
says
wants
no.
you to wait?
No.
Is it better for you or you just,
it doesn't really matter.
That's what I was going to say.
I will like totally respect it if they tell me that. I'd be like,
of course.
Oh, cool. That's nice.
Yeah. But wait, I'm going to go jerk off now.
Right.
I'll see you tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
Will you respect someone the same? Like if you were going to wanted to date a girl and she was like, gung-ho about fucking you on the first date, would that change your opinion on her?
If I love this girl, like, I don't care if she fucks me on the
first
date.
Love her yet. You're just going to date. If you see potential.
Yeah, it's not going to, like, hinder the fact that, yeah, like, you know. But I think it's cool if they're like, yeah, let's wait. But okay. Sure. You know, why not?
Do you still party a lot?
Yes.
No, what's the point of life if you don't?
Not really. Like, I can't, like, go 2 days in a row anymore. Like, you know, I'm tired.
Your knees are creaking.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting old.
We get tired, too. I'm like, almost a decade younger than you.
Yeah, when I met you, I was still in the I'll get wasted days.
Yeah.
But I can't get wasted anymore.
I remember, like, we went to this one awful club, or it was a remember that?
No,
it was like in the Upper East Side.
Oh, really? Oh, that makes sense.
We were with some of your girlfriends. We were like making out all over the place. The music was really loud.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's coming back to me. Yeah.
It was like, boom, I think we're boom, Ashley. Boom, boom, and then we were just like,
That song that goes boom, 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 boom.
Sounds like a Todd kind of night.
Yeah, no, I remember that. But yeah, no, I don't. No, I like to sit home by the fireplace and.
Do you have a fireplace now?
No, I don't have a fireplace.
We both got so excited. Wait, can we do it?
Hold the train. You got to fuck a fireplace.
No.
I have a fireplace.
Well, you know what happened when I
doesn't work because I don't want to get carbon monoxide poisoning anyway.
Right. When I opened the restaurant, I kind of like, I went a little crazy again because I was like, oh, free drinks. Yeah.
I mean, you're paying for them technically because you own.
Do you own half the restaurant? Or are you going out with a few buds?
Yeah. I actually opened it with my best friend from college.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so darling. He happens to be an amazing chef. And, perfect. It was great.
Yeah. Did he curated the menu or did you kind of
he
go
did.
In on that?
Oh, yeah, okay, he totally cool. did. Yeah.
Wow. What's it like owning a restaurant? Do you feel like a badass motherfucker?
Yeah.
Do you go to the tables and be like, anything, everything okay, ladies? Yeah, I own this place.
Right.
So,
let me fill up your wine.
Yeah. No. Do you ever get pussy from the restaurant?
I've met girls through the restaurant. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's always meeting them through.
Why
something?
Do they call you Speedy Romeo? They want me to show you in the bathroom?
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. Like when my ex-girlfriend, who I was dating before I opened the restaurant, you know, she was really upset with me because she's like, "Oh, you're gonna meet all these girls there." I was like, "Well, I'm a casting."
What?
Yo, she's like, "I'm a casting director. I'll meet girls through casting."
Yeah, if you're worried about me meeting girls,
right,
and
she,
through living with your face,
through being a person. Yeah, so through having that fucking face, Todd. Let's be real.
So she was like, "Oh yeah, you're gonna open this." So I don't know. In her mind, like opening a restaurant is worse than anything. You know,
it's a pussy factory. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the pizza business, but pussy love pizza.
You know, when your man comes home with a dirty, sweaty robe on. Yeah, don't you just want to fuck them, ladies? That apron, it smells like shit, but you want to get that dick.
Todd isn't making the pizzas,
like
Christina.
Mario. I don't have like a fucking mustache.
It's a me. It's
I eat your pussy with my mustache.
Ew.
When beards meet beards. What?
Ew.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh my God.
Wait, so how did you, can I ask you how that girlfriend and you broke up? Because I can't imagine you in a fight. Have you ever gotten in a fight with a girlfriend?
Yeah, of course I have.
What is that like?
I don't know.
What's a confrontation with Todd like?
Yeah.
Confrontation.
Walk us through it.
The confrontation is that I'm not confrontational. Like they're
like, why aren't you angry, Todd?
Yeah, like usually girls get pissed at me because like I don't get jealous, I don't get mad, like you know that kind of thing.
You're just very chill.
Well, I it's so funny because I've dated people who are jealous, and it's the worst. It's an awful quality when they're like so jealous that it kind of ruins shit and then like causes fights.
But
a little bit of
you're not,
it's like fucked up if you're not jealous.
Like you probably get really turned on if a guy like beat somebody's face in for you or something, right?
I mean,
you know?
Were they hurt for all time or just that night?
Or did it leave them paralyzed?
Right. No,
it depends.
So yeah, I got this, you know, thing. I'm too nonchalant. I'm too chilled. I don't know. So that's
why girls
always get mad at me.
That's just who you are.
Do you have a passion for anything? Like, what's your passion
for anything?
Yeah, some people don't. That's fine.
I love movies.
Okay, so that's good.
So it's casting.
Like
so you like
you do like sports? That's true.
Yeah,
playing sports. Going to
Yankee really
games.
Well, I don't really play that many sports, but.
Well, before we hung out, you were very tired from some like wiffle ball games.
Holy
shit. You played the fucking
kickball make you tired, Tom.
That's so funny. That's the only time I've ever played like an organized sport.
Oh, really?
I was on this stupid wiffle ball team.
Wiffle ball is
fun as shit.
I was making fun of you, but it actually was wiffle ball.
No, it was, right?
Oh, I don't know. It was baseball-esque.
Yeah, no, it was wiffle ball. It was in a wiffle ball league.
It was like baseball, but the ball was so light.
Poor Todd was so tired, and yeah. I went over his house to watch True Blood, and he fell asleep in my arms.
Oh, and you talked about...
Oh, that's another thing why girls get mad at me. I fall asleep very easily. I'm borderline narcoleptic.
Oh.
Like, yeah, like...
Really?
I was like, poor yeah. Todd's so tired.
I'll just fucking pass out.
And I remember Crone was telling me how you were watching True Blood, and you were going off on how hot Lizzie Kaplan is. At the time, yeah. And she was like, "Oh, she had this realization of like, oh, that's why you're attracted to me, like goth chicks."
I got it.
Was that true? Is that
probably?
But Paris Hilton, not a goth.
No. Well, I mean, I don't know.
She just had a point.
I feel like Corinne is remembering wrong on this Paris Hilton thing. I might have been like, "Oh, she came out with a point."
Oh, I'm definitely not.
I'm
maybe everyone in the office was making
Paris
fun
Hilton's
of you.
Not your cup
really?
Of, cup of jizz?
No, not right now, at least.
No, not now.
Yeah, no. I just.
I think there was a when she Paris
remember
Hilton was
she
19.
Had that hot
she was single. Right,
because I like teenagers so much.
You love because 19 well. That's your magic number. Todd.
No. I don't know what it was like. I don't really think I was into Paris Hilton.
Okay, well,
but Lizzie Kaplan still is in my kind of
I
know,
love
in
her.
My wheelhouse.
Yeah,
you know that Masters of Sex thing and everything. You know.
Yeah, no, because I remember sitting there being fascinated. Now, because I was like, I mean, she's an attractive person, but I just like didn't. That's not who I would ever think someone would be like. Holy shit, she's so hot. And I was like, I totally fucking understand.
She's like probably in my
party
top
down.
Five.
It helped me understand everything.
When
so much
I met
clearer.
Steven, she was in the midst of watching Party Down, which she was in, which is like a fucking hilarious. Her and Adam
I love
Scott.
Party
oh, yeah,
down.
No, I love
that.
That
was
show.
One of the
Stars.
Best
yeah.
television
yeah.
shows. I miss it.
They're making a movie, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Industry
are you casting
insider.
It?
I hope so.
Can I be in it? I was rubbing my nipples, but no one saw.
It's a nipple heavy movie, I heard. I saw the script.
It's just nipples, like
so
meeting
many
nipples. I don't know. I was gonna make a Lizzie Kaplan. I started dating him, and his roommate was like, "Oh, she kind of reminds me of Lizzie Kaplan," and he was like, "Sweet."
So both of you are like Lizzie Kaplan.
Wow.
But that's she why. Got Lizzie Kaplan when she was more gothy. I okay. got her when she was in a waitress uniform.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's oh. anytime I go out with a lot of people who like. Pale brunettes, and that's a niche market.
So maybe like people who like Winona Ryder.
Yes,
yeah,
really
oh Winona,
Winona Ryder, Christina Ricci. Yeah. That kind of that's my market. That's my
babe.
That's what I'm working with here.
Okay.
What's your favorite type of girl? One with a vagina,
breathing,
conscious,
or not? I mean,
favorite type of girl. I don't know.
Do you have a type?
No.
Well, clearly, because
he loves women.
Hooked up with Corinne.
I really love
Corinne has this theory that she always says if someone's interested in both of us, that they're just interested in everyone.
Yep.
Really? What do you think of that?
You win.
So you like haven't like so all these years, you guys haven't had anybody that like kissed or
we
anything.
Have very different tastes in men.
We do. We really do. But that fucking face that you got on your head, it's just it's swooning.
Yeah. Oh, it's shit. Good.
I feel like if
good
I was
face.
Single now, like if I had been single and I never met Steven, there would be one person at least.
Can you think of one person I've hooked up with that you
that
hooked
would
have hooked up with?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, who?
Because I have terrible taste.
No, you don't have terrible taste.
No,
so
I go back
you
and
have
forth.
A, you have a boyfriend.
Yeah,
Christina.
I've had a boyfriend for 3 years. Yeah.
Corinne, you do not?
I was damaged severely in
Panera Bread. Panera Bread? That's the cadence.
Even,
that's how I say it?
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't even Manhattan that happened.
No, it was. There was one on 7th Avenue.
Oh, there is.
I know it well. And
scene of the crime.
2 years ago, yeah, I broke up with my very serious boyfriend, or rather, was dumped and I haven't had a boyfriend. It's been such a great like I mean obviously I've seen people and slept with people and one like semi-serious which I think it was more serious than he does, but other than that just really
I mean I know like
single.
When I hear stories about like comedian dudes on the road that seem very very fruitful
yeah
for them.
Doesn't work that way.
No?
For lady
yeah,
comedians.
It doesn't
I don't
work
know.
That way.
I've always had like
for strangers.
I've
yes.
always had a hot thing for female comedians.
Sarah Silverman.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, that
who
was, that
doesn't?
Was, that's the number one.
I want to bang her.
But like, what? I mean, like, do you want to fuck Maria Bamford?
I'd fuck Maria Bamford. That brilliant,
unfortunately,
motherfucker.
I don't know who she is. At
yeah, point. Yeah, and I don't think you would.
Okay.
She does all these crazy, weird voices. It's so weird.
Yeah. It sounds just like that, actually. So wait, so what other kind of like what other female comedians are you into or male? I don't know. such an uncomfortable.
Like Whitney Cummings, I think, is hot.
Okay, so all the hot people who are would be also Amy. Hot in the real world.
Yeah. Chelsea Handler, but you know,
another only, sexy pants. She's from your town.
Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Well, of course, because I'm from Jersey too. I'm from the town next to you.
Yeah, she. I remember when I was like, I don't know, I must have been in like eighth or ninth grade. She used to hook up with my friend's brother. I remember like,
how badass is that?
I remember her like coming down the stairs and like this blonde girl. Like, yeah, I totally remember.
Wow, yeah. Really?
What a powerhouse!
Yeah. Oh, I fucking love Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, yeah, she's from my hometown.
Do you think
she's
women are? Badass. Do you think women are funny, Todd?
It turned
of
into
of course
that.
I do. Yeah,
yeah, that's yeah. What I, thought.
I love women. I love. I think they're funny, very funny.
Have you ever been attracted to a guy?
No.
Yeah, I ask. I feel like one of the reasons why
I mean,
it's harder to get a bi guy, like it's more rare to be a guy who's bi yeah. than a girl who's bi, is because just women are just so sexualized in our culture that women are like women too.
And yeah, I've think, realized doing this podcast,
I think
though,
women are very sexy.
That like, I'm pretty straight. Like I thought I was gayer, and then I started doing this, and I was like. I'm like
still need the dick.
Don't you always like you put like an Instagram thought. Up like a lesbian Tuesday?
I might be
or something.
Yeah, I mean that's like a obviously the name is like it was based off of Annie who was our guest, and because the other day Annie was like, oh, I want to be your I might be a lesbian Tuesday, and I was like, dude, this whole thing was started because of you. I had a serious lesbian crush on her, but other than that, I'm just I don't know. This yeah. doesn't do it for me.
Yeah, there'd be so much missing, but I don't know. It'd be fun.
Yeah, no, I've never wanted to bang a guy.
Yeah.
I'm more afraid about being
that
banged. That's the thing, you know? Like, I remember when I watched Deliverance for the first time when I was, like, really young. It, like, really scarred
you were
me.
Like, that's
no.
a fear that you have getting ass fucked.
I can't imagine Todd getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah. Well,
you can't? I can.
No, the thing is, no, I feel like you'd be like, I prison, don't like this. That yeah, I would get so raped.
You would be the hot toddy in prison.
Oh, yes. And they would call him hot toddy.
That's so true. I was a nickname in college, by the way.
Oh, of course it was.
What's
it,
a drink?
You what?
It's a drink, and also your name is Todd and you're hot. So not I don't know what college you went to.
Actually, it wasn't my nickname. Only like two people called me that. So
well, now three, motherfucker. Is it bad that we joke about men getting raped in prison? Yes, it is. I feel like a little bad. Yeah. Because people throw around that all the time. It's like almost hacky now, right?
Right.
But I read an article sometime along the way. But men
every day
do get raped in prison.
Getting raped in prison.
It happens a lot, yeah. I remember I used to watch that show Oz, and like after that, I would pay all my parking tickets. Like I would never want to go to jail ever.
Yeah,
ever,
yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But I think just in general, as society, we just like care less because they're in prison, and we're like, that fucking right. there for a reason anyway. Right. And I don't believe that. Obviously, some people are wrongly imprisoned, and you know, we need to have
just because you're a prisoner doesn't mean you deserve any.
Tim Robbins.
No one deserves to be
Shawshank
raped.
Shawshank Redemption. No. You know?
I'm very not into the rape.
Yeah, that's horrible. No one should ever be raped.
Anything.
Also, someone commented on our SoundCloud. He didn't understand why
rape
women
fantasy.
Like the
yes,
rape fantasy because
that.
How could I get off on your trauma? I've never been raped, so I don't have that trauma. It's just the danger of
and it's also like
being aggressive in bed.
Yeah, we're not getting off on other people's trauma. Stop fucking being pretentious and overthinking. It's just
so you guys have dabbled in the rape fantasy.
I love it.
We do.
Have you?
Well, you know,
I feel like you'd be raped.
Todd, the nice cis
rapist. The rapey.
I know. I've had girls ask. Like, you know, to be choked and stuff.
Yeah. Corinne?
He was pre-choke.
Oh.
I was the second guy. So,
yeah, I didn't know about that luxury yet.
I always felt like really strange. Like, how hard should I be choking you? You know, like.
Right. Because there's lines. But
I can teach you.
The thing that's so hot about it is, obviously, if it's in a dangerous situation, you don't know the person, it's completely different realm. But when it's in a safe space.
Sure.
And you're like, let's play pretend in bed. Yeah. It's so much fucking fun.
Yeah, no, being aggressive. It's great.
But the act of
like raping and like, oh my God.
As a guy, I'd feel like, is this
shit,
okay?
Shit, my neighbors are listening, you know.
Oh. Yeah.
Some people are, you can tell right away when you get into something like pretty aggressive, whether the person's doing it to make you happy, which is always the worst.
Right.
Or if they're doing
they're enjoying it.
Because they enjoy it or they've raped somebody. Like sometimes.
Oh, shit.
Have you ever been having sex with someone who's like so fucking.
Wait, you're really good at this.
Have you done this before?
Right.
Could I look up your name on perhaps a list
right.
by the county jail?
Are you wanted? Am I missing? What's happening?
Yeah. You're oddly good at fake raping me.
No, I was sleeping with someone the other day, and they were more aggressive than me, and I was at the same time shocked, impressed, scared. I was like, I don't know what's happening. Do you have
like a safe word or anything like that?
No, I don't. That's for pussies.
I've never had a safe word. Have you ever had?
My safe word is I'm getting up to take my phone and call 911. That's my safe word. It's a safe sentence.
My safe word is calling my mom. If you're tied up,
that's not going to happen, is it?
No.
Oh, Toddykin. Do you tie people up?
No, not really.
What's the kinkiest thing you've ever done really? with a woman? Half tie her up? Or like just put the rope around her but never really knot it.
Kinkiest thing.
Yeah. Or someone's has someone like
I'm not
how much
that
you
kinky.
Cuddles.
I'm pretty vanilla when it comes to that kind of thing, I guess.
Honestly, I love like how open some people are to just admitting they're vanilla.
Yeah, well they should be.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Yeah, right. I do too.
I mean, I don't like vanilla.
I mean, I like, you know, the public sex thing is kind of exciting. You know,
Well,
the Tony Awards party.
I mean, that wasn't that. I mean, we're in a bathroom, but I
guess.
Well,
while like other people are.
I've never done
partying.
James Gandolfini just mere steps away.
Right, right.
One time I had sex on a cliff.
On a cliff?
With Darren.
That sounds dangerous.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had
God.
Sex once in a photo booth. In a bar when but like
you in bars.
No, well, that's mostly where you hang out,
I guess. So yeah,
when you date
New Yorkers. Yeah, that's
but yeah,
all
it was
you do.
It was in a photo booth and yeah, that was crazy.
With and everyone
going
was
off
there.
I was gonna say
there?
Like at the bar you just yeah, you just feet
the curtain.
No, what happened was like the back of the bar was kind of closed off and like the chairs were upside down, but there was like the other side of the bar, everybody was kind of partying.
I feels you.
And we went and took some pictures and
I had some sex.
We took pictures. We've all, you know,
got two strips in a baby.
A whole photo shoot.
Right. Yeah. So
oh,
that's
man.
It.
Do you always use a condom?
Yes.
Always?
Have you ever had a pregnancy scare?
Yeah, I had a pregnancy scare, but that is, you know, I've never gotten anyone pregnant, not that I know of. So.
There's some little Feldmans rolling around.
No, I don't think so. I'm still like awed in the fact, like, can I get someone pregnant? You know, just to know.
Just to know.
Just to know that your seed is good, you know?
That right. You would have, you would yield such power?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I mean, shooting that come up like a fucking firefighter hose?
Right, I mean, my brothers have tons of kids, so I feel like it probably runs in my family, but I've never physically gotten someone pregnant.
Have your brothers gotten as intoxicated as many times as you have?
Oh, you stumped them.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not.
Are they older or younger?
They're older. I'm the baby.
Oh, yeah. Is that one of the reasons you and your mom are? You're close with everybody.
Yeah, I'm close with everyone.
I don't know why I think your mom is boy. That's just the one time you showed me a picture of you and your mom, and I was like, oh, he likes his mom.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking that was really sweet.
Yeah.
That was just a way for me to get you naked. So.
Yeah. Well, it works.
See that guy at Christina, and then I would look through the Facebook pictures and be like, ugh.
I'm sorry. My ass
never gonna work.
I'm overwhelmed with desert vagina. I'm gonna go after Corinne's.
Yeah, there'd be pictures of like his nieces and nephews like crying on him, and I was like, I need to go.
Why are my pants getting drier? This is weird.
This is horrid.
Right.
No.
No rape. Yeah.
What?
Sorry.
I don't know what you mumbled, but I just heard rape. I loved every second of it.
I'm trying to be funny, and I was like going back to the rape thing.
Number one mistake that regular people make.
Callbacks.
Don't try to be funny.
Yeah, I'll let you guys
because
do
you,
it.
No, because you know what? You're going to be hilarious, but you can't try, though.
Right. Okay.
That's the secret to being
I'm
funny,
sure you
kids.
Got a lot of laughs on this podcast.
Yeah. I think? Oh, I hope.
Yeah, you did.
I hope so.
And everyone wants to date you. Anyone who's 19 is going to be tweeting.
Disclaimer, I do not want 19-year-olds, please.
Why not?
What? Well, so 25?
You look so young.
Well, no. Like, my wheelhouse is like 27 to 35.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
27, that's so 2 years younger than you. It's the math.
Yes.
Yeah. Spoken like a true American man.
Wait, you said you're only 25? Is that what you said?
No. She's 26.
Yeah, no, I would go down to 25.
No, I'm not 25.
No, no, no. I thought, fuck you, Todd. I'm 26.
I'm so old.
Oh, God.
My arthritis.
Do you have any last words? Anything you want to say?
At
the end of this podcast?
No.
You were great.
I was.
You were funny.
I was funny.
You were nervous.
I was very nervous.
I was nervous, too.
I drank a big tequila.
I wasn't nervous. I was so excited.
I was nervous and also excited, though.
Yeah, you guys, this has been
really
fun.
Well, no, I've listened to your guys' show, and I thought it's been so great, and I'm like, oh, my, you know, am I not worthy to be on the show?
You're the most worthy.
You're super worthy.
You're, yeah.
Ask yourself this question. Has your dick been inside one of us? You're worthy.
Yeah.
That's
have you seen both of our tits?
Bingo. Worthy.
I have seen them both.
Oh, and I just want you to let know that every time I hear the song Poker Face, I still think of you, because we were having sex in the morning one time and that your alarm radio went off. It was set on radio.
It's a Lady Gaga song, right?
Yeah, and it makes me laugh every time I hear that song. Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Because
it was on the on the part where she's like, my poker face, my, and I was like, this is
shaving a someone having a seizure?
I never laughed during sex, but I mean, that was so pretty classic.
You've never laughed during sex?
No.
But me either.
I'm against
me
it.
Me either. I don't like it.
Why are you laughing during sex?
I think that's kind of weird.
What's so funny?
Why is
that
pussy funny? Plenty of times.
Why?
I don't know. Just like a cute little thing that happens. You never laugh during sex?
No. It's very serious.
Really?
Super serious.
I smile sometimes.
Maybe I giggled if you're like tickling or something like that, but like not like that was a funny joke.
I'm not talking about like an outburst, but like a cute little
giggle. Okay. Yeah, a giggle. Yes, I'm not like
sex is serious.
You're like looking right at them. Fuck me.
Christina is very aggressive.
Fuck me.
I just scared myself.
I know, you scared me a little.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, this has been a delight.
It's been a time, guys.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Thank you so much, Todd. Where can should we promote Speedy Romeo? Everybody go.
Yeah,
their
sure.
food looks fucking delicious.
It's a wood-fired pizza place in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn.
My mouth is watering.
Speedy Romeo, there's, guys.
What's the website?
SpeedyRomeo.com.
Oh, Jesus.
And if you use the code guys, we fucking know.
You get free everything. You just go behind the bar and pick whatever you want.
If you use the code guys, we fucked, you get free time.
Have there been any guests that have dated any of your listeners or anything like that? Or has that happened?
No, but we had our previous guests
need help.
Wait, do you have Twitter?
No.
Oh, okay. Because some of our guests get tweeted at. I've seen some tweets, some listeners like tweeting our guests.
Yeah, but
like,
you guys.
Hey. Oh, yeah. You have a very fucking fancy Instagram, Mr. Fancy Pants, hanging out with fancy people all the fucking time. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Stop.
You know some people.
You know some people.
Yeah, well.
Todd knows some people.
All right. Well, invite us to your next party.
Okay.
Because I want to go.
I will.
And we'll get smashed.
Yeah, this was fun, guys. So I had a good time.
It was really fun.
This has been great.
All right. This has been Guys We Fucked.
Bye.
Bye.